Thank you and good morning and welcome once again to another radio broadcast from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you receive a blessing from hearing a portion of the Word of God today. We would like to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins this morning at 10 o'clock and our regular worship service at 11. We meet again this afternoon at 4 o'clock for our evening prayer service and then at 4:30 for our evening worship. At 7 o'clock each Wednesday night, we meet for our midweek Bible study. So these are our services, and we do trust that you'll come, that you'll listen to what the Word of God has to say. You know, it's very important what God says, because what God says will come to pass. He is God. He is the omnipotent ruler, the King of the world. And one of these days, He's going to rule this world with a rod of iron. That's what the Bible said. And so it's very important for us, if we're going to live right, to live God's way. So, if you want to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church, we invite you to come. And we know that if you want to find out what the Bible has to say, then the best way to find out is to find out from the Bible. And that's what we use in our Sunday school classes. In all of our preaching, we use the Bible. And so you're welcome to come, bring your Bible, and study the Word of God with us. We know you'll receive a blessing. This morning, we'd like to read two passages of Scripture as we begin. The first will be in the book of Matthew chapter 2 and verse 11. And the subject this morning will be Mary's offering for Jesus. All right, Mary's offering for Jesus. The first scripture is in Matthew chapter 2 and verse 11. The Bible said, when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And this passage, of course, is speaking about the wise men who came to Jesus and found him in a house, and there in that house they gave Jesus these gifts. Secondly, we'd like to read in the book of Luke chapter 2 and beginning in verse 21. Luke chapter 2 and verse 21. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, now, this child is Jesus Christ. So when the 8 days were accomplished, he was going to be circumcised. His name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of our purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. All right, what we'd like to think about this morning is Mary's offering for Jesus. The first thing I'd like to say is that at this season of the year, you're going to see some things that the Bible doesn't say. You're going to find some things. As a matter of fact, we want to mention two of these. Number one is the place of the wise men giving the offerings unto the Lord. And number two, the time when they give their offerings unto the Lord. You see, today, men, instead of following the precepts laid down in the Word of God, have begun to follow the thoughts of their own mind. And especially at this season, there's some things that come out that are just not so. For example, you'll find that most people believe that the wise men showed up at Bethlehem when Jesus was laying in the manger. That's what the nativity scene is all about, isn't it? But you know, that's not what the Bible says at all. It doesn't mention that at all. First of all, we'll notice that the place that the wise men present their offerings is probably not Jerusalem, probably not Bethlehem, it's Jerusalem. Let's give you the reasons why, and all of this will go together. There's also the element of time. You see, the nativity scene will picture the wise men showing up there in Bethlehem immediately after the birth of Jesus Christ. They're giving him the offerings. Probably that's not so. They probably came to Jerusalem. And besides that, Jesus Christ was at least, now listen, Jesus Christ was at least 40 days old when the wise men came. That's 6 weeks. Let's show you why. First of all, notice in the book of Matthew chapter 2 and verse 11. And when they were come into the house. And so I'd ask you the question, what does the word house mean? And of course, it means house, doesn't it? It means house. Jesus Christ, the Bible said, was laid in a manger. A manger is a feeding trough that's found in a stable. And you know, when you go into a house, you don't find a feeding trough for animals. You find a place where people live. And so the wise men came to this place where people lived, where at this point Mary and Joseph were living. And here they came in, and they came for the purpose of worshiping God. And this is the way that it took place. There is also to consider here the element of the treasures that the wise men gave to Jesus Christ. And in here we'll find that Jesus at this point is at least 40 days old. Now, to understand all of this, we have to understand that Mary and Joseph were living in a time when the Levitical laws were in effect to them. All of the laws of purification for a woman after childbirth was in effect for them. Now, the Bible gives us, in the book of Leviticus chapter 12, a summary of the laws that affected a woman after she had given birth to a child. Now, today, these laws don't apply. Today, when a woman has a child, she doesn't have to separate herself for a period of time. She doesn't have to give an offering for herself and her son or her daughter. She doesn't have to do that because those laws don't apply. But they did to Mary and to Joseph. And you'll notice here, and I want to read to in Leviticus chapter 12, how all of this fits together. The Bible said in verse 1, And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, If a woman have conceived seed, if a woman have conceived seed, and born a man child, now that's the situation with Mary, a man child, then she shall be unclean 7 days. According to the days of her separation of her infirmity shall she be unclean. And in the 8th day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. Now we read about the circumcision of Jesus Christ in the book of Luke chapter 2 and verse 21. But then Luke chapter 2 and verse 22 says, And when the days of our purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished. Now, that's in Leviticus chapter 12 and in verse 4. And she shall then continue in the blood of her purifying 33 days. She shall touch no hallowed thing, nor come into the sanctuary until the days of her purifying be fulfilled. And so here we find that for Mary, who had conceived and born a man-child, she was to be separated for 40 full days. That's over 6 weeks. She's supposed to be separated. Okay, now in verse 6, the Bible, in Leviticus 12, verse 6, And when the days of her purifying are fulfilled for a son or for a daughter, she shall bring a lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, and a young pigeon or a turtle dove for a sin offering unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation unto the priest. And here the priest shall take this lamb and a turtle dove and offer them for a burnt offering unto the Lord, one for a burnt offering and one for a sin offering. But notice, what offering was it that Mary brought for the Christ child? Did she bring a lamb? Read with me, please, in the book of Luke, chapter 2. The Bible said here in verse 23, "As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy unto the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons." Now, I read to you in the book of Leviticus, chapter 12, where that the law said Mary was to bring a lamb for a burnt offering and a turtle dove or a pigeon for a sin offering. But the Bible said that Mary brought two turtle doves or two young pigeons. Well, they say, well, that's different, isn't it? Now, let me read to you one more verse in the book of Leviticus, chapter 12, and verse 8. The Bible said, "If she be not able to bring a lamb, then she shall bring two turtle doves or two young pigeons, the one for a burnt offering and the other for a sin offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for her, and she shall be clean." Now, here's the point. Mary did not have the money to bring a lamb for her son. Mary and Joseph are bringing the best that they have. The best that they have is not the treasuries that's brought to them by the three wise men. By the wise men, there wasn't three of them, but by the wise men. Because they didn't have that yet. Jesus, the sacrifice was made for him after 40 days. But the wise men had not yet come to give the treasuries unto the Lord. So Mary and Joseph brought the best that they had. Now, we need to understand, and I think you do understand, that Jesus was a very, very special person. Jesus was the Son of God. He is the Son of God. Jesus is God, can we say? Mary and Joseph know that. There's no doubt in their mind. You remember how that the angel came to Mary and told her she was going to have this child, and his name would be called Jesus, and how that he would save his people from their sins. Mary and Joseph knew that Jesus was special. Now let me ask you this question. Why was it that the wise men came at such a time that the treasuries that they had and they gave to Jesus were not available to give for a sacrifice and a burnt offering unto the Lord for him? And the reason is this: God accepted the rich man's lamb, and God also accepted the poor man's turtle dove or pigeon. Now let me tell you, the gift of salvation, and that's why Jesus came, the gift of salvation is the same for the rich and the poor. And somebody would say, well, you know, the person that's rich should pay more for his salvation than the person that's poor. But that's not so, because the gift of salvation is free to all who will believe. There is another point to consider in this, and that is that God had a plan for Mary and Joseph and Jesus. This plan will be fulfilled. You see, Herod was the ruler of Israel at this time, the Roman ruler. He was absolutely a wild, crazy man. And when he found that there was another king, then he said, "I'll kill all the children." And so God had the angel come to Joseph and say, "You take the young child and his mother, and you go to Egypt." And he said, "Look in your hand, Joseph. You've got the treasuries of the rich man to supply for your trip." And that's what happened. And so it is today. God always supplies for us those things that we need to fulfill God's will. That works for me, and that works for you. It worked for Joseph, and it worked for Mary. We see that our time has slipped away from us. We do invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast. Thank you now for listening.